Stormy Weather by Charles Ramelkamp. Okay, practically every stripper in America claims she had sex with JFK, Blaze, Lily, you name her. But I really did. Met him after a performance at the Casino Royale in Washington in 1955. I had no idea who he was, but he was hot. We went to bed together the very next night, our trysts always at the Mayflower Hotel. Told me his wife Jackie was cold as the Arctic. I tried to make up for it, warm him with the storm. Our affair didn't last that long, a year or so tops. I always looked forward to the rendezvous. The last time I saw him was in 1959. I told him, "You're going to be president." "I hope so," he grinned. I loved that smile. I was married to Herb Jeffries by then. Born in Georgia, I left for the West Coast at 17, having dropped out of school several years before, after I was gang-raped. Married a couple of forgettable men twice in my teens. But I always knew my destiny was Hollywood. It was Lillian Hunt, the talent manager at the Follies Theater, who gave me my stage name, but I had it legally changed to Tepa Storm in 1957. They called me Queen of Exotic Dancers, but that was as much because I danced longer than any of them, over 60 years, as so much as for my 44 double Ds. I also had a fling with Elvis, another dude all the strippers claimed to have fucked. Elvis the Pelvis, a real southern gentleman. I loved his eyes.